Well, I believe that 1 week is just not enough to celebrate Easter. We celebrate Jesus' victory over sin and death by the power of love. But we also want to take time to celebrate what that means to us and God's purpose in our lives brought to us by Jesus' victory. Jesus lives, and his hope can and his joy can live in us. The book of Colossians spins out God's purpose for us in Jesus Christ. The scripture verse that was just read, or the verses, are part of what is known as a hymn of joy. Joy in the Lord. Joy for being invited into God's presence and into Jesus' victory that happened at Easter. Easter means that we no longer have to carry the burden of sin and failure. Easter means that there are second chances and new possibilities as we open our hearts and our lives to God's purpose for us in Jesus Christ. In Colossians, the Apostle Paul was writing to the church that was founded in the city of Colossae. And he had never visited that church, although his friends who he had sent out to preach had visited it. And they brought back wonderful news about the way the people in this city had just opened their hearts and their lives to this victory and to God's purpose in Jesus Christ. And so he writes these words. He says, "We have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you, just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended or accepted the grace of God." And so Paul prays for this church and for the people of this church who have opened their lives to the Easter message of joy. And his prayer is really a declaration of God's will and God's purpose for you and me in Jesus Christ. And so he begins his prayer in this way. "We have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all spiritual wisdom and understanding." God's will. God wants only good for us. God's will for our lives is always good. God's will is always blessing for us. And God's will for you is good and blessing. And so Paul prays that you would know God's will in your life. And the prayer is kind of a promise. It's a promise that you can know God's will as you open your life and your heart to Jesus Christ. Oh, it may take some time, and we may have to grow into figuring out what that will is. But God does not play games with us if we are truly open and if we truly want to know God's will for our lives. God will reveal it to us. When we seek, we will find. We are promised. And so Paul continues his prayer that spins out God's purpose for you in Jesus Christ. He says, "We have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all spiritual understanding and wisdom, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God." It is God's purpose for you in Jesus Christ that you not only know his will, but that you do it. And the strength to do God's will comes from the power of Jesus living within us. And if the power of Jesus lives within us, and if we know his will and we seek to do it, we will just naturally bear the fruit of goodness and grace and love in our lives. And you know that that is true. You know people who just are solidly good. Oh, maybe they don't do great and big things, but they bear the fruit of Jesus living within them. They speak words of encouragement. They speak words of grace. They remind people of God's goodness. You know these people because you are probably one of them. One of the people that has allowed God's purpose to be lived out in your life. And now you are bearing the fruit of active goodness in your life. And so Paul continues with this prayer for you and for me. He says, "May you be made strong in all the strength that comes from God's glorious will, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints of light." God's purpose for you in Jesus Christ is that you have within you the strength of Jesus Christ so that you may bear whatever comes to you with grace, and even with joy, that you can find joy in any day of the week, in any part of your life. So God's purpose is that you bear whatever comes your way with joy and with grace and with thanksgiving, being strong in the strength of Jesus. My father is a great witness to this. It has nothing to do with physical strength, because my father is in his 90s now, and although he has loved to work all his life, that was his joy, he now is in a wheelchair. There's not much work that he can do. And yet the people at the assisted living facility where he lives says that when he's going down the hall on his way to one of the meals of the day, and somebody, one of the residents or one of the staff, say to him, "Well, how are you today, Bob?" And he'll just say, "I can't complain because the Lord's been good to me." He has the strength of the Lord within him. That is God's purpose for you and for me and for all of us, that we know and do God's will, and that in that we have the strength of Jesus within us to endure whatever suffering or loss we face with joy and with thanksgiving, knowing that perhaps you don't know and I don't know what the future may hold, but we know who holds the future, and we can be confident that our lives are in him and we can be at peace. Easter is an invitation to unearth God's purpose for your life in Jesus Christ. Easter is an invitation to have hope and joy as you face the future. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to be continuing to explore this book of Colossians. We're going to be continuing to explore God's purpose for us in Jesus Christ and how we grab hold of that purpose. Because God's purpose is expressed in this prayer. "We have not ceased praying for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, And may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. May this prayer be answered in your life and in mine. Amen.